Wairuatapu, haere mai ki konei.
Morena, Elijah and Karen here. We are the lead pastors of Unite Church, a family of house churches with one oversight and a shepherd's community committed to the work God has for us.
We desire to grow as apprentices of Jesus. How do we do this? By practicing the way of Jesus as his church.
According to the words of Jesus in the Gospels, this centers on commitment to Jesus and one another with the practice of scripture, prayer, and community. Scripture is about the story of God. The practice is to know him, ourselves, and the world through the lens of scripture. Prayer is about the Spirit of God. The practice is to connect to, be formed by, and partner with the triune God, Father, Spirit, Son, heart to heart, his heart with ours, through awareness and surrender. And community is about the people of God. The practice is to do these other two things, scripture and prayer, in committed community where we foster trust and freedom, learning to apprentice in spirit and truth in a real life environment. This is what Jesus means when he talks about loving one another as he has loved us.
Nice. So scripture, prayer, community. Let's keep these in mind as we dig into this week's video.
Matthew chapters 25, verses 1 to 26, verses 5. That's what we've been reading this week. There's a lot of parables in the readings this week. A lot of indirect communication with intent to draw in those with open hearts towards Jesus and disinterest those with closed hearts. Why? Why would Jesus do this? Because Jesus is always speaking to the heart, the core, the center of a person. Because it is the desire of God to love those he made and invite them into real, true, personal, loving relationship with him. A relationship nothing in this world can mirror or imitate. A relationship of heart conversing with heart. So he speaks in parables. Let us wonder, not how to understand it all, but where is the real and living Spirit of Yahweh, our God? Where is he at work in us? Remember, we live in scripture, which means we regularly read and share as an act of obedience, trusting that as we do, his Holy Spirit is working in us in a metamorphosis way, healing, showing us who he is, showing us who we are, growing us in his ways. I consider the practice of reading and sharing scripture as an ongoing act of surrender to Jesus. And we do it together as a way of saying, I open myself up to accountability. I think we get confused when we think of discipline. We confuse discipline with legalism. So we think it's legalism because it feels like work. No, legalism is earning grace. The work we are called to is work in the grace we have been given. And that's the difference. So there is a discipline to living a life that is formed by Christ. Let us not grow content in the waters we swim in, like the ways of the world, but continue to remember we were made for heaven. As Jesus shares in these parables, the theme of preparedness or being ready comes up again and again. To be ready, to be ready, to be ready. Before we get sidetracked about some of the details of these stories or what we should do or shouldn't do, let us consider our hearts. As we read and share, let us make a decision that Jesus has our consent to speak to be present in our hearts, my heart, your heart. Let him reveal where our hearts are unfocused and untrusting and allow his gentle and powerful grace to redirect us, energize us, and form us. For the focus of readiness must not be centered around our good deeds or efforts, but on the work of Christ for us and in us. So let's pray the prayer of Hebrews 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart.
Whew. Thank you. That was awesome. Also, just wanted to point out, how do you feel about Elijah's new glasses?
I don't like how you ask people how they feel about it. I don't really want to know your opinion. If well, you don't like them, don't tell me.
Okay, then I will reframe it. Aren't Elijah's glasses cool?
That's what I wanted. That was much better.
So good. Okay.
I'm sorry you had to see that conflict.
But resolved. We resolved the conflict. So on Sunday, some of you were, the last Sunday we had an all-in service, which is really awesome. And I spoke about our apprenticeship to Jesus, like what it is and what it looks like and all that kind of thing. And now I'm learning some more about it by reading this book. It's like I'm trying to sell it to you, but I think that John Mark Comer has been really helpful for me learning about Jesus and how we are with him. So this is his new book, Practicing the Way, and I've only just started, but he starts by talking about apprenticing to Jesus, just being a disciple, and it's really awesome. So prepare to hear more about it in the weeks to come. It both reinforces what I said last Sunday and also gives crucial context and depth to the idea of being an apprentice of Jesus. And I feel very strongly the invitation from who I know God to be and what I've learned reading scripture with a humble heart over the years, for us to take this apprenticeship journey seriously. And he talks in the book about the difference between being an apprentice and just having the title of being a Christian. And I won't go into it because there's so many things I could say. But I just really felt like to bring the seriousness of it, because it's easy not to take it seriously. And I know the difference in my own life when I'm taking him seriously and my role as a apprentice seriously, versus just letting God slip in and out when I feel like it, or it, him just being in the back of my mind. I feel like it is dramatically different, and I'm not a dramatic person. So that's a good telltale sign that something needed to change. Apprenticing to Jesus is how we're designed to live. That's what we're meant to be doing. And if you think of all the other alternatives, this is the one that makes the most sense. And we get to learn this together, and that's the beauty of church. I could hear or read this stuff in isolation, and it would be fine for knowledge's sake, but it has to be lived out day to day with other humans. So here's an excerpt from this book, Practicing the Way. Jesus' model of apprenticeship was a far cry from our Western educational system. As one pair of scholars put it, learning wasn't so much about retaining data as it was about gaining essential wisdom for living, absorbing it from those around them. This was the ancient method whereby rabbis trained their disciples. To follow Jesus then meant to walk alongside him in a posture of listening, learning, observation, obedience, and imitation. For Jesus' first apprentices, the goal wasn't to pass a test or get a degree or receive a certificate to frame on your office wall. It was to master the art of living in God's good world by learning from Jesus how to make steady progress into the kingdom of God. Yeah. It was less like learning chemistry and more like learning jujitsu. This is funny. But there's that second to last sentence I just want to read again. It was to master the art of living in God's good world by learning from Jesus how to make steady progress into the kingdom of God. And with that in mind, our goals as practicing apprentices are these. And these are learnt from scripture in reference to the culture of rabbis and disciples, which Jesus did and which is he's calling us to. To be with Jesus. So number one, to be with Jesus day in, day out, all day, every day. Two, to become like Jesus. This is the heart and soul of apprenticeship, being with your master for the purpose of becoming like your master. And three, to do as Jesus did, carrying on his work in the world. And to achieve these goals, like Elijah just said, our three main practices are scripture, prayer, and community. These simple practices that can be crafted into rhythms, daily and weekly rhythms. And like I said at the beginning, there will be a lot more to come on this. And I guess that's our role as pastors, is to call us to this and, mm-hmm. and do research into this and yep. dig into the Bible, which we get to do together, to find out what does a life with Christ look like? What does apprenticeship to Christ look like? So there will be more on that to come. Otherwise, this video will be hours long. So to the questions.
Fantastic. Question. That was really good. Question one. Tahi, how has the grace of God held you this week?
That was very...
I'm very handsy.
Two. Rua. How does the idea of apprenticing to Jesus shape how you live day to day? Or, I'm just going to add it in, which probably might be annoying, how could it shape?
Good.
So if there's changes that need to be made too.
Great. Great. And Toru, oh, that hurt. How do these passages lead you to heart surrender?
It's really good questions. To end, let's take some time to stop and consider our money and treasures before God.
Yeah.
Jesus made it really clear, where our treasure is, there our heart is also. I invite us to allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us about our money as a part of our apprenticeship to Jesus in this community of Unite.
Absolutely. And we thank God for regular giving to Unite. And we encourage you, if you don't do that, to consider it as an act of worship. But to see it for what it is, there's freedom.
Yeah.
You're free to do it. But we welcome you to do that. We encourage you to do that. It's been something that's part of my life since I was a kid. And I think it's a part of good and healthy community to contribute financially to what we do. Brilliant. If you want to contact us, get baptized, get involved in a neighborhood church, discuss starting a neighborhood church or begin giving financially or anything else that you might find you need information on, you can go to unitechurch.org.nz and connect that way.
Nice. We have a kids' Bible club on Monday at 3:30 to 5 p.m. at the Unite Hall for children that are primary school aged.
Danny's doing an amazing job leading that. If any of you want to be involved, we actually need some extra people that feel called to this space. If you do, contact me or Karen or Danny and we can go from there. Very, very cool. And also City Youth on Thursdays, 7 to 8:30 p.m. starting this coming Thursday. So I've been working with the team and we're excited to get this going.
So good. Let's take a moment before we end. Oh, sorry. Our next monthly all-in is the last Sunday of the month, which is Easter, which that was good timing.
Now let's take a moment before we end to slow down and connect with Jesus. So I invite you.
Sorry. Slow down. I just thought it was funny because I was rushing. Sorry.
I invite you to pray this after me. Let's take a deep breath. We know love. Jesus, you love me and I love you. We practice love. Jesus, I practice love and you perfect it in me. We carry love. Jesus, where your spirit leads, I will follow. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. We're praying for you in the love of our Lord Jesus.
Fantastic. Aroha nui, Unite whānau.
Bye.